provides three certifications within the industry that recognizes board-certified individuals in security management, physical security, and private investigations.
And so this is, if some security folks, they have all those letter soup after their names. This is, you give out a lot of those letters.
We do. We have about 7,500 people within the industry that carry one of those certifications around the world.
And implications to federal government is there are a lot of feds who get these certifications as well.
We do. We have about 40 U.S. government departments and agencies right now that carry the CPP, which is the Professional Certification Professional.
Talk to me a little bit about what you do in the role of president.
Primarily, my role is to promote the certification credentials within the industry to help professionalize our industry. I also serve as a content expert to help guide the certification programs to make sure they support the existing standards that are out there and that the tests are an accurate reflection of the responsibilities of security professionals.
And I know there's a lot of challenges made on security professionals these days. Everybody's saying we don't have enough people who are certified. Is that one of the big challenges out there?
It is. I mean, definitely with the economy today, there's a lot of people that are changing employment markets and are looking to kind of be competitive within those markets. So going back to school, advancing themselves, certification plays a role in that. And one of my areas of focus is definitely looking at young professionals and how can they be competitive in a market that is really flooded with a lot of individuals. So we try to support them in terms of not only the benefit of the credential, but how to network, how to share ideas, how to discuss the challenges that we're facing in terms of work and life balance, and ultimately something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's the advancement of women in security in an industry that's really very male-dominated.
Yeah, I want to come back to that in a second because it's a fascinating story, but certainly one of your challenges is, as I mentioned, there's this like alphabet soup of credentials sometimes out there. How do you ensure that your certifications are better than the other guys, I guess?
Well, we really look to focus on best practices around the world. I mean, certainly from different countries, from different areas, and certainly the U.S. in terms of expectations, licensing, requirements, those types of things. We really look to for those real best practices of how to accomplish security programs, face challenges, integrate technology. Certainly we do see a lot of different certifications that come into the market, but the CPP has been around for 30 years. It's well tested and it's current, and we do a lot to make sure that it remains current, and that's really the one that's recognized within our industry.
I was seeing in your bio that you served for a couple years in the Canadian Army Reserves.
I did.
So you have a sense of what government organizations go through.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the government is just a business, just like private entities, and they're looking to make sure that they know what's going on. They're keeping up with emerging trends. They have access to the networks and the knowledge that's out there, and so government agencies are really looking to tap into that, Canada and the U.S.
Talk a little bit about the role of women, and you mentioned it earlier on, but you go to some of these cybersecurity conferences, and it's you and about six other people. Just not many women in this profession, in part, I think, well, why?
Well, I mean, I think that way back when I first started in the industry in the 1990s, really there was that image of what a security professional would look like. But as technology entered into the market, you really got to see that some different types of skills were of value within the traditional security industry. And that's where we started to see women enter the market. I mean, there's always that balance of family and work, and a lot of times, women still play that primary role in terms of maintaining the family, and so you see people kind of coming in and out of those positions because we are primarily shift work. You're working on the weekend, you're working towards the night, so it tends to have people kind of flow out of the industry because of that. But there are more and more women in the industry now. I network with a lot of them. There are a lot of them are my dear friends, And so we're starting to see them really kind of come into some of those senior roles within the industry and private entities.
And part of it seems like just building the pipeline, getting folks, getting women in schools and thinking about computer science as an available path.
Oh, exactly. Education is a one avenue into the industry in terms of not just the physical security guard or a uniformed personnel, but in terms of investigations and consulting and, you know, the integration of the entire program. It's a solution as opposed to just all these different silos of security. So women bring some skills to that in terms of networking and organizing project management that are a real value within the industry.